Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Bring Mo and I in for a second. Bring Mo and I in for just 1 second. So it was either during or after the show yesterday that it was Cassie, Kristen, and Abby were gathered around her computer trying to figure out exactly what she should wear. The shoes, the dress, the jewelry. And there is a serious debate going on exactly how she's going to shine tonight when she goes and she meets Riley Green, who she absolutely adores. Right. And at the time, I asked her, because they were really, this is like serious discussions going on here. I said to them at the time, like, hey, how long will you prepare for meeting, in this case, it's Riley Green. So answer that one first, and then I'll ask a more generic question.
I think I jokingly gave the answer of 7 hours. It's probably more realistically like 11 hours. No, I'm just kidding. I will probably spend an hour on my hair, an hour on my makeup, an hour of screaming into the void just to expel all the demons before I meet my celeb crush.
What does that mean?
Like,
you gotta get that energy out, man, because you don't want to be all like, when you meet him.
Yeah. No, I don't know what that means.
It's like when you're having an existential crisis, you're going to scream into the void. Just like,
like in your apartment?
Yeah.
You'll just start screaming?
I'll probably get on the balcony, scare a few neighbors because, you know, why not?
You never screamed in your car?
Maybe once, but I think it was probably because I almost got into an accident or I got pissed and somebody cut me off or something like that. Oh, I didn't know we were going here. So you guys will, in order to get this aggression out, just scream in your car or scream in your house just to... And get it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It calms you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot cheaper than having to go to therapy and a lot less timely than going to prison for murdering someone.
There is something called scream therapy.
Yeah.
It exists.
Do you do this?
No. Never done this before.
Okay. So including your scream therapy, makeup, dress, picking out, everything else.
It is not a dress. It is a jumpsuit. And it is fantastic.
It's a denim jumpsuit. Yeah.
The amount of time they spent yesterday talking about what shoe she should wear with this outfit was the only thing I can compare it to, Mo, is you and I talking about a football game.
It would be the Super Bowl, literally. Yeah, there was that much passion in the room.
Over and over and over again, right? Mm-hmm.
This is our Super Bowl. So, Abby, I brought you multiple choices for shoes, by the way.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I did bring a pair of cowboy boots, and they're my favorite. They're old school. They're from Aldo, so they're not super expensive. I've worn them so many places. I've snuck so much alcohol into Georgia games. It's ridiculous.
And this dude's from Alabama, yeah. So I'm guessing he likes some boots.
But we have some wedges. All right.
Ooh.
So there's those wedges.
Damn,
those are nice.
And then there's these wedges.
Okay, a little bit more down home, a little bit more casual.
And then I love these because they have a little fringe on them.
Ooh.
Right? I got these at Rosemary Beach. I saw them. So they're suede and they have fringe and they tie up the front. But I thought they would look so cute with the jumpsuit.
Yes, that's a real cute play on like cowboy boots too, but also heels.
Yes.
Cowboy boots. And then I do have these cowboy boots.
Ooh.
Which are like so old, so broken in, like they are tore up from the floor up, but they would look cute with the jumpsuit. And then remember how I told you you would look really cute with some turquoise jewelry?
I do remember.
Okay, so because I think that jumpsuit with some like brown boots, so I have this turquoise bracelet that I think would look cute on you.
So cute, love.
And then I also brought some turquoise hoops in case you wanted to wear those.
Ooh.
Because if you don't wear a necklace, you can go a little bolder with the ears. And so I thought this might be a pretty combo. So.
I was looking for some earrings.
Yeah, so you can borrow any of these and
look so fabulous.
So forget about it's Riley Green for a second. If you guys are listening and you don't know country music and you don't know how huge it is, I think the way you attach to this is like if you were meeting whatever your favorite celebrity is, this would be your day, right? Mm. So it could be Beyonce, it could be whoever, right? So the amount of hours total is what?
I'll say six.
6 hours. So let's bring it now a little bit more generic. For a first date, I'm assuming that it's very similar. It's not a celebrity, but there's a similar pressure to look great. So on average, how long would you prepare for a first date? And was what we saw, Mo and I saw yesterday, pretty indicative of what a woman would go through before a first date?
I think it depends on how much you like them. Because I've been going out with a lot of just randos from Hinge or randos from Bumble that I try not to put too much stock into, just because you don't, if I'm going out for a casual drink on a Thursday, I don't have time to have 6 hours to plan for some guy who's probably going to cancel on me before I even get there. So for me, I try to keep it to an hour for a first date.
So it is directly correlated to how excited you are about the date.
100%.
So if it was a super hot guy that looked like Riley Green,
yeah,
that is a good looking man.
It is a good looking man.
You would spend how much time?
I'll give him 2, maybe 3 hours.
3 hours. And for a fugly?
And for a fugly, 10 minutes.
The Burt Show.